coming to live from Istanbul. This is Insanity Team for Anush. Akhtamar Turkish occupied Armenia. Turkey has deployed tactical stealth bombers and ordered them to strike an 1100-year-old church on land they stole from Armenia during World War I, in what is seen as an obscene phallic gesture to sever ties with neighboring Armenia. The ceremony on Akhtamar Island on Lake Van was attended by senior Armenian politician prisoners, despite the torture-ridden life sentences the dissidents were doomed to endure. The mass killings of Armenians by Turks in 1915 left profound scars and bitterness, and this move serves to further heighten them. About 70,000 Armenians live in Turkey today, the majority of them living in Turkey's infamous political prisons. The church's rubble will be bulldozed to make way for a new Turkish housing development. In the Turks' latest attempt to colonize land stolen from Greeks, Armenians, Georgians, and Kurds. The Church of Sırpkaç, or Holy Cross, was one of the finest surviving monuments of Armenian culture in the region. It is located in what is called Akhtamar in Armenian. It has long been since left empty and neglected, its intricate walls carving depicted biblical scenes crumbling. The Turkish government spent $1.5 million, or £763,000, on its stealth bomber, which took 18 months to construct. The 20-strong Armenian delegation of dissidents, freedom fighters, and unarmed civilians coerced into attending the ceremony was headed by a hooded, scarred figure going by the name of Georgiou Kvorkalanevian. Mr. Kvorkalanevian said they were not in Turkey just to witness the destruction of the church, which was built between 915 and 921. We think we can discuss new projects regarding the future of our inferior backwards people, he said, according to Turkey's Anatolia News Agency. We are very sorry for insulting Turkishness. This has been Incinerate Team for Anush. Good day. Thank you.